This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by Paul Joseph Watson. Actually, he's going to take the show for the fourth hour. I just want to finish up with a couple of news items here. We're just talking to Mr. Randazza, First Amendment attorney, about the lawsuit. And I think it'll be very interesting to see how this goes. I agree with Alex. I think that we're in a very strong position. And quite frankly, they may try to discredit us by just calling us conspiracy theorists. We've heard that every time. Every time you question the government's official story, they call you a conspiracy theorist. They say that you are tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists. And of course, they used to mock Alex for saying, oh, they're watching you through your computer monitor. Is anybody laughing about that anymore? They may be trying to ignore the fact that the government is, in fact, watching you, everything that you do with your computer, that corporations are watching and recording what you do, that the government can get that information from you, that they have blocked you from being able to sue these corporations who collect this information from turning it over to the government. They say it's their information, they can turn it over. So we've seen all this happen. We even see, as they're now bragging about the fact, Facebook is out there saying, hey, we're going to read your thoughts so you don't have to use a keyboard anymore. We're going to read your mind. So they put it in a positive way. They say, you're going to be able to type with your mind. Well, the other side of that is that they're going to be reading your mind. And we are spending hundreds of millions of dollars in a visible research. We don't know how much is being done in the dark secret projects that they've been working on for many years to do mind control. This has been a pet project of our government for many, many decades, DARPA. And they now call it the Brain Initiative. Funding it with hundreds of millions of dollars. Why? They want to be able to remove memories, to implant memories. Facebook is saying we want to be able to read your mind. So do we really need to have tinfoil hats? I mean, certainly that's not going to help us from the programs, but these programs are real. When the government comes out with issues, when the government gives us a story about a particular shooting, or they give us a story about what happened in Syria, this is the Trump administration. I'm not going to buy this story simply because it's coming from Republicans or it's coming from Donald Trump, or now the military-industrial complex can be trusted without any investigation. We're going to look at the motives that people had. We're going to look at the opportunities. We're going to investigate it. We are not going to simply say, well, the government has said so, so that's the way that it is. Or the New York Times has said it's this way. Or the Washington Post has said it's this way. Or Breitbart has said it's this way. We're going to investigate. We're going to debate what the government says. If that makes us conspiracy theorists, fine. I say that it makes us conspiracy investigators, because the government is constantly calling people conspirators, saying that you plotted to do something illegally. So you are conspiring to do something. A good example of this is the Bundy trial. We just had a mistrial. For four defendants, actually they had six people that were being tried. They haven't gotten to the Bundys per se yet, but a jury in Las Vegas deadlocked on federal charges against four men in the armed standoff where I was present doing reporting. The judge just declared a mistrial on Monday after the jurors could not reach verdicts on four of the individuals. Earlier, the same jury convicted two others in the standoff. And they convicted these individuals, were found guilty of eight charges. One, Burleson, was found guilty of eight charges, including threatening and assaulting a federal officer. Now, the interesting thing is, I was there, and we were being threatened by the federal officers. Federal officers were threatening to shoot us. They were pointing guns at us. I didn't see anybody down on the ground where I was pointing guns back at them. They found a picture of somebody on the bridge pointing a gun. It's not clear who he was with or who he was pointing the gun at. And I say it wasn't clear who he is with. Just because he wasn't in a uniform threatening to shoot us in the name of the government doesn't mean that he wasn't a government provocateur. We saw that they put in film crews that pretended, people who were informants saying, we're a film crew, trying to get confessions out of people. They said prosecutors say it's illegal to brandish assault-style weapons against armed federal agents, but it's not illegal for them to threaten to shoot us. I don't think so. But that makes me a conspiracy theorist. Stay with us. Paul Joseph Watson will be taking the fourth hour.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live. It's the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show with me, your host, Paul Joseph Watson. We've got a ton of news to cover on the domestic and international front. A lot of anti-white racism going on now that it's been made trendy in the media. We have Shea Moisture putting out an ad that's completely offensive. It's caused absolute outrage amongst everybody on the left. You're going to see in a minute how truly outrageous it really is. We have Jose Antonio Vargas, who you remember was behind the MTV White People show, where white people basically got up and cried for their sins of slavery hundreds of years ago, which they had absolutely nothing to do with. Oxford University is saying that avoiding eye contact is also racist. The Bill Nye Show says that white people who do yoga, they're racist as well. Basically, everything's racist at this point. Simply not looking somebody in the eye at a certain point can be characterized as a racial microaggression. That's not out of some Tumblr blog, that's out of Oxford University, one of, if not the most prestigious learning institutions in the United Kingdom, and indeed the world. That's where it's coming from. Let's go to this Shea Moisture ad. Let's get it ready. This was causing absolute tumultuous outrage across Twitter, across social media yesterday. Gateway Pundit reports, we really effed this one up by putting white people in advertisement. And just wait until you see the absolute horror contained in this commercial. Let's roll it.
People would, like, throw stuff in my hair, and then I'd just be walking, and there'd be, like, little paper balls in my hair. I hated it, because it's like, oh, I have this, and people make fun of me for it.
It was lots of days staring in the mirror, like, I don't know what to do with it.
I just didn't feel like I was supposed to be a redhead. I dyed my hair blonde for 7 years of my life, platinum blonde.
I didn't really embrace my natural hair. But then, you know, as I got older, I learned how to do it, and I learned how to love it.
Shea Moisture. Holy Grail right here.
It just gives us all the results that we need. Kind of that go-to product.
I think a good hair day is the best kind of day. I feel like I have conquered the world.
I love my hair. I love the volume. I love the curl. I love the texture. I love everything about it. Everything about it.
Everybody gets love.
So there you have it. Shea Moisture having the temerity to include white people in an advertisement. Yeah, that's it. That's what people are outraged about. They had white people in an advertisement. They changed their product slightly to appeal to both black people and white people. You can't do that. That is outrageous. That is racist. They came out and profusely apologized. Ad falls flat under backlash. It was kind of like the Pepsi ad from a few weeks back where they, again, had the temerity to go out and try and improve race relations. In a commercial, we can't have that. We need constant division, constant infighting, constant race baiting. Now they put a white person in a video and people are going apoplectic. They made a capitalist decision to change their product slightly. And that's not acceptable. We can't have that. We can't have white people in commercials in America in 2017. Absolute disgrace. Rightly being pointed out by social justice warriors. Then we have Jose Antonio Vargas. This clip is doing the rounds again. I think it came out after the election, but it got reposted on Twitter last night. Here's Jose Antonio Vargas, who you will remember from the MTV White People show, in which people, white people were made to basically cry over their historical sins of slavery. That guy, the actual illegal immigrant, here he is on Democracy Now, talking about more race baiting. Let's go to that clip.
I think we are, and have been since the election of Barack Obama, in the middle of a civil war. Mm-hmm. It's an internal civil war that is part civil war, part reconstruction. Right? Demographically, this country is no longer going to be white. The state of California alone, 51% of all Californians aged 25 and under is Latino. This country is only going to get gayer, blacker, browner, more Asian women, white women, black women, Muslim women will break all barriers there is to break. What's left is this question of how much change can straight white men and white people handle? I think last night we saw that it's not a lot.
That was Jose Antonio Vargas, the literal illegal immigrant who makes programs for MTV in which white people cry over their white guilt. Now, this is a guy who I had a spat with on Twitter on several occasions, the most recent of which he said that he suggested that I bore personal responsibility for the African-American slave trade, despite the fact that I was born in the UK in the 1980s, hundreds of years before that happened. So I had a Twitter spat with him, and again, he's out on Democracy Now, race-baiting, making this argument that white people have to atone for their historical sins. Again, talking about white people becoming a minority in America in an almost encouraging tone. Something he's looking forward to. Of course, we've seen all this narrative before. It's been building and building. The last acceptable form of racism is racism against white people. That's trendy. Doesn't mean that racism against black people, Hispanic people, Asian people doesn't exist. Of course it does. But to say it in public, the last form of acceptable racism is against white people. We see it in numerous articles that I'm going to cover today. But again, it's this historical myth that only white people were responsible for enslaving other people. You had the Barbary slave trade, in which both black people and white people were enslaved by Arabs. This is a historical fact. It lasted for far longer than the transatlantic slave trade. It was far more brutal. They literally used to castrate black people to stop them having children. They had black eunuchs. Barbary slave trade, look it up. They had white slaves. But again, we don't hear about that today, do we? We don't have white people saying that Muslims, Arab people, should give them reparations because, again, they're not guilty for the sins of their ancestors hundreds and hundreds of years ago. 30 million people are still enslaved today. None of them in white countries, by the way. That's more people enslaved than at any other time in human history. And it's mostly in Africa and the Middle East, not in white countries. 1 million to 1.25 million white Christian Europeans were enslaved in North Africa. The Barbary slave trade, far more brutal, far more longer lasting. And of course it was white people who were the first to end slavery. William Wilberforce. Again, they signed the legislation in Parliament in the 1800s. William Wilberforce, the crusader, the anti-slavery crusader, white British. You know, hundreds of thousands of white Americans died in a civil war partly to end slavery. Yet they're still spinning this narrative that we should be collectively guilty for something that happened hundreds of years ago. Despite the fact that it happened to white people as well. It happened to everyone. Every major power in world history had a system of enslavement. And again, it's still going on today. 30 million people enslaved. More than any other time in human history. White British people led expeditions to conduct raids in some of these countries to free black slaves back in the 1800s. Basic history. So no, we shouldn't feel guilty about it. Yes, it was a horrible thing, but it happened to everyone in almost every major country on the planet. And yet we're still being told that we have to feel guilty about it today. And it all ties into this SJW narrative of the oppression Olympics, where anyone of color rises to the top. There's no equality. This is a collectivist mindset to collectively blame everyone of a certain color for something that happened 300 years ago. Oxford University, this is out of National Review, says avoiding eye contact is racist. According to Oxford University's Equality and Diversity Unit, not making eye contact and not speaking directly to people are examples of racism. The Telegraph newspaper reports that Oxford has informed students that these things can be examples of racial microaggressions, which can cause mental ill health. They literally say that not looking at somebody directly in the eyes may be racist. It may cause them PTSD. They're actually saying that now. I mean, you might just be an introvert and not naturally look people in the eye anyway. No, you're racist. Forget about it. You're racist. You have to atone for your racial microaggressions. Other examples of everyday racism listed on the guide included asking people where they were originally from and making jokes related to a person's accent. So if somebody has an accent and they're obviously not from the United Kingdom or from America, don't you dare ask them their home country. Even if you're trying to make casual, polite conversation, that's racist as well. After all, I'm pretty sure that no interviewer has ever said, gee, I really liked how much that one candidate kept staring at the floor while telling me why she was perfect for the job. So they go on to explain why it's ridiculous in this article again. That's just one of many today. Here's another one, Information Liberation reports. Bill Nye Show. And I don't know if we played the video earlier, but this is an absolute meltdown of SJW insanity. Yeah, you played that earlier. Let's go to a clip of that video right now. Let's go to it.
Guys, seriously, this next thing I feel is very special. This is a cool little segment. You know this woman from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. Please give it up for Rachel Bloom.
This world of ours, it's full of choice, but must I choose between only John or Joyce? All my options only, hard or moist. My vagina has its own voice, not vocal cords, a metaphorical voice. Sometimes I do a voice for my vagina. Please don't tell me I'm not really going to do that. Because my sex junk is for
So this is Bill Nye, the science guy, with a performer who says her vagina has a voice. Elsewhere in the show, he talked about there being multiple genders again. That's not science. There are only two genders, Bill Nye. You're no longer the science guy. We're going to get into more absolute insanity that occurred on the show in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show Live, 4th hour, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
I want to encourage all of you to remember how high the stakes really are right now in the battle for freedom. And the information war is paramount. That's why it's more important than ever that you spread the word about Infowars.com and send out the links so people can watch the free feeds and get the free podcast and download the free iPhone and Android apps at Infowars.com/show. It is critical that we be able to email you when we're being cyber attacked or shut down. Sign up to get our email alerts at Infowars.com/newsletter. And finally, we have launched our new free app at Infowars.com/app. You can download it on iPhone, Android. Once you've downloaded the free app at Infowars.com/app, you can then, if you choose, pay $4.95 a month to get Infowars Prime. We produce documentaries, special reports, live events, and so much more on a daily and weekly basis just for Prime members. We also have daily specials, sometimes as much as 50% off for members of Infowars Prime. Infowars has come a long way, and Infowars Prime is just one more weapon in the fight for liberty.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 9797. That's Harry's.com, code 9797, to get your free trial set.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show Live. Before I get back into Bill Nye, the science guy who says there are more than two genders and has guests on talking about how their vagina has a voice, because that's very scientific, I want to tell you about the great products at InfowarsStore.com. We have DNA Force, a limited supply, back in stock. it's back. Our highly advanced DNA Force formula has been sold out for months, but a new limited shipment is about to arrive soon. It's not going to stick around for long. It never does. So you have to sign up for the waiting list at InfoWarsStore.com and be the first to know when DNA Force is back so you can get it before it sells out again, which is going to happen in a hurry. It contains a powerful lineup of patented ingredients like Coenzyme Q10, Systematic Enzymes, BioPQQ, and many others. Visit InfoWarsLife.com. Read the reviews for yourself. DNA Force back in stock for a limited time only. Get on that waiting list right now to get first access when we get the stock back in, which is going to be very soon. We have a review of the day about Brain Force Plus, another independent certified five-star review from Colin. He says, this is a staple product with BioTrue Selenium and X2. Talking about Brain Force Plus there. I'm a technician that drives around my area. Brain Force keeps me alert and able to focus for both troubleshooting and for being on the road. Helps with mental clarity and focus. Love it. That's exactly the effect that I get every time I take this before the show. And again, you don't get any of that junk side effect which you get from caffeine, which you get from a lot of these other products. The balance, the nutritional balance in Brain Force Plus ensures that that does not happen. You just get the mental clarity with none of the side effects, and that's why it's a hugely popular product. As is, the nootropics product of nootropics in general across the country right now. It's been big for a few years now, but Brain Force Plus is really taking off, and it's now available at just $29.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have Caveman True Paleo Formula 53% off for the first time ever. Discount, and what a huge discount it is. Secure your bottle now. It has the bone broth, the turmeric root, chaga mushroom. It's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com for a discount. The first time ever we've had that on discount, and what a huge discount it is. Absolutely mammoth savings on that. So it's time to stock up right now on Caveman True Paleo Formula, available as with all the other products, including Brain Force Plus and DNA Force at InfoWarsStore.com. Bill Nye Show, which we just played a clip from before the break. White people need to stop using Asian wallpaper. Ruined yoga with their Lululemon hands. So it's more anti-white casual racism. And, you know, you could say, oh, stop being triggered, you big snowflake. But it's only in one direction, isn't it? And again, the last acceptable form of casual racism is against white people. Bill Nye's new Netflix show featured its own Dear White People sketch, attacking white people for using Asian wallpaper and ruining yoga by getting their Lululemon hands on it. As part of a comedy sketch for Bill Nye's show, Bill Nye Saves the World, one of his Indian writers lectured white people on the microaggressions they commit by using Buddha statues and Asian wallpaper for street cred to sell alternative medicine. And it's kind of ironic that the people who do that are hipsters who will then lecture me all day about being a racist. Now they're being called a racist for having Buddha statues and Lululemon hands if they do yoga. So you can't do yoga, that's racist. You can't not look someone in the eye, that's racist. You can't have dreadlocks, that's cultural appropriation, that's racist. List's getting quite long, isn't it? You can't have white people in Shea Moisture commercials. That's racist. That's a microaggression. A lot of these behaviors are basically, the list is getting really short now, isn't it, with these racial microaggressions. But Bill Nye, the science guy who says that there are more than two genders, that's not scientific, now has guests on again, playing into this cutesy, trendy, anti-white racism that we see with the likes of MTV, again, Jose Antonio Vargas with his Dear White People, now saying that basically white people are going to enter into a civil war once they become a minority. Washington Times reports Trump's lawyer launches legal action against BuzzFeed for publishing completely fabricated dossier. This was the famous Trump P-Gate dossier, which they published again without verifying it. It's complete bunkum, complete fake news. Now the lawsuits are about to hit BuzzFeed. In fact, I just learned before I came on the show, Wikipedia has a fake news list which has a bunch of websites that obviously put out deliberately fake news to make money. Guess which other website is on that fake news list? Infowars.com. So again,
they're beginning the censorship purge. These lists are going to be used by the likes of Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter to purge us from the internet altogether. That's why we need your support more than ever. And we'll be back live on The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com. Don't go away.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now? How you like me now? Remember the time.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show live just before the break. I was talking about fake news, with BuzzFeed now having a lawsuit filed against them regarding the P-Gate dossier, which again they published with no verification whatsoever. Turned out to be complete bunkum. Now they're getting the blowback, as Washington Times reporting on it. Trump's lawyer launches legal action against BuzzFeed for publishing completely fabricated dossier. Axios reports in a related story, Google changes its algorithm to combat fake news. The tech giant, which owns roughly 80% of the US search market and over 40% of the US digital ad market, it's basically a monopoly at this point, so that, oh, it's a private company argument doesn't wash, says it's made updates to its algorithms to surface more authoritative content. Why it matters. This is one of the biggest steps Google has taken to combat fake news since the election. Again, they've done studies. Stanford University did a huge study and found that, quote, fake news had no impact whatsoever on the U.S. presidential election. They never talk about that, do they? They never talk about that study because it doesn't fit into their narrative that this is a huge problem and that we need massive censorship to deal with it. Fake news had no effect. They're trying it again in France. I'm going to get onto that in a second. But the article continues, Google and Facebook, the two largest platforms and media distributors, have been under intense pressure for years. We know that. They've got the fines coming through in Germany, talking about €50 million fine if Facebook doesn't remove fake news within a week. Well, now they've made new changes to their algorithm. And you start reading it, sounds reasonable. Google says it's adjusting the hundreds of signals used to elevate searches in its queries to help surface more authoritative pages and bury low-quality content. Remember we had the story last week about Google contractors burying InfoWars as low-quality content? They had to reverse that. They had to basically apologize, say they're not going to do that. Well, they are going to do it. But they're going to bury content, for example, that denies the Holocaust's existence. You say, well, what's wrong with that? Problem is, that's not all. We had an article a couple of months ago, and you can flash this up, Google to target criticism of Islam in new censorship purge, and one of the examples they gave that was low-quality content is also, quote, offensive content. What's offensive? Saying that Islam is not a religion of peace. That's quite different to denying the Holocaust, isn't it? When you've had 21 jihadist attacks in France since 2015, January, it's quite a credible argument to make that Islam is not a religion of peace. It should at least be aired on a level with claiming that it is. You know, what is it, 230-odd Islamist murders in France over the last 2 years alone. That's quite a solid argument to make, isn't it? No. That's on a par with Holocaust denial. They're going to bury the content in the same way. Absolutely incredible. Meanwhile, as I said before the break, Wikipedia literally has InfoWars on its list of fake news. Now, we've been on other lists of fake news, for example, the Prop or Not list by the shadowy group that was used by the Washington Post to smear, to demonize these news sources as fake news. Of course, the others on the list were, just by coincidence, every major conservative slash libertarian website on the internet. Well, gee, that's a massive coincidence, isn't it? Could it be that they're using this fake news narrative to just bury alternative opinions? Well, of course that's what they're doing. They've tried it over and over again. The Washington Post had to back down. There you see it out of Wikipedia. InfoWars. So we're surrounded by all these websites that deliberately put out fake news that they know is fake. Completely insane stuff like, you know, Hillary Clinton killed an FBI agent. That's what they say. And then it's InfoWars. These other lists have had outlets like Breitbart, Daily Caller, again, totally transparent effort to silence their critics, part of this post-election Trump derangement syndrome, despite the fact that the study showed, the key Stanford University study, that fake news had no impact on voting in the US election. But they're still trying to spin this narrative. Now we have Wikipedia coming out with its own news agency to tackle fake news. They're going to keep trying it, and it's all about censorship. Let's move on to some global news now. Of course, we had the French election, the first round of it, a couple of days ago. This is out of Westminster. Bookies give Le Pen win same probability as Brexit and Trump. So now they're saying, of course, the polls show Macron 20 points ahead. Marine Le Pen's got no chance whatsoever. She stood down as leader of the National Front yesterday to try and give herself another chance. But the establishment is still terrified. Even though this establishment guy, this literal Rothschild banker, they literally held banquets and fundraisers for him 2 years ago. I tweeted that earlier. Macron, he's 20 points ahead, and they're still terrified that Marine Le Pen could win. Because most people have said that this is a step up for 4 years' time, 5 years' time, if anything of France that we used to know as France is left by then. But they're still petrified of Marine Le Pen winning, despite the fact she's 20 points behind. This is out of Axios. Expect Trump to inject chaos into French election. They actually say that distrust of Muslim migrants in France is Vladimir Putin's fault. Nothing to do with the 230-plus Islamist murders in France over the last 2 years. Nothing to do with the 21 jihadist attacks since Charlie Hebdo.
Nothing to do with the fact there have been 6 terrorist attacks in Paris alone in the last 3 years. No. Nothing to do with that. It's Vladimir Putin's fault that people have concerns about Muslim migrants. Even though a Muslim migrant literally mowed down 86 people in a truck in Nice almost a year ago. No, that's Vladimir Putin's fault as well. Listen to this. The polls say centrist Emmanuel Macron has more or less smooth sailing to the French presidency in the second round of voting on May 7th. But Kremlin-linked hackers have already attempted to infiltrate his campaign, and political observers expect further attempts to disrupt the election by Vladimir Putin, who supports far-right leader Marine Le Pen. So any scandals, any dirt that comes out about Macron over the next 10 days, they're going to blame it once again on the familiar boogeyman, Russian hackers. The article continues, US and European intelligence agencies have rung the alarm about intrusive Russian cyber and fake news attacks that appear designed to create a crisis environment in the West. Now, experts say France is next. Listen to what they say in this article. Even if Putin can't swing the election to her, Marine Le Pen, he can serve his long game of encouraging divisions within NATO countries and fomenting doubt about the integrity of their democratic institutions. Look for fake news to raise the specter of terrorism and sow distrust of Muslim migrants. Really? We need fake news to do that, do we? We've literally got people being mown down every 2 weeks in Westminster, in Stockholm, in Nice, 86 dead, 400 plus injured, murders all over the place. Why do we need fake news to prove that that's a problem? Oh, but it's Vladimir Putin's fault. Yeah, Vladimir Putin isn't why there's concern about mass Muslim immigration, okay? Little dead kids on the street are why there's concern about that. Absolutely incredible. The New York Times follows suit in another headline. Russian hackers who targeted Clinton, again, no evidence for that, appear to attack France's Macron. In fact, WikiLeaks put out a video where Comey says there's no evidence for Russia hacking the DNC leaks. The NSA head says it. All these different people say it, yet concurrently the media is still reporting it. New York Times reports, the campaign of French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron has been targeted by what appear to be the same Russian operatives responsible for hacks of Democratic campaign officials before last year's American presidential election, a cybersecurity firm warns in a new report. So they're now spinning the yarn that any dirt, any scandals about Macron, which is quite possible given the fact that, what was he, in ninth grade when he had a relationship with his teacher who went on to become his wife while she was married with kids from another guy. Seems that they might be some kind of skeletons in the closet there, maybe. But if anything comes out about that over the next 10 days, any dirt, any scandal, any controversy whatsoever, just blame my Russian hackers once again. They're that terrified. She's 20 points behind, barring a massive, God forbid, terrorist attack or some massive scandal about Macron. It's not going to happen for Marine Le Pen this time around. It may happen in 4 or 5 years' time, so they're already setting that narrative. But again, I agree with the New York Times. You know, hacking the communications of French presidents, which they accuse Russian hackers of doing, in the case of Macron, hacking the communications of French presidents is dreadful. That's terrible, should be discouraged, should be rightly condemned. All right, apart from when Obama and the NSA did it for 6+ years, then nobody gave a damn. BBC News reported, flashback to this article, US spied on French presidents, WikiLeaks. The US National Security Agency spied on French presidents Jacques Chirac, Nicolas Sarkozy and François Hollande from 2006 to 2012, WikiLeaks says. The whistleblower website cites top secret intelligence reports and technical documents from the NSA. It said the secret files derived from directly targeted NSA surveillance of the communications of the three French presidents, as well as French ministers and the ambassador to the US. So it's really terrible to hack the communications of French presidents if you're Russian hackers, but if Obama does it and the NSA does it, it's perfectly fine. Nobody gives a damn. Okay. Moving on. French candidate Macron. Merkel's migrant policy saved our dignity, labels criticism disgusting. This is a Breitbart article. It's actually from back in January. But again, I flash back to it because he literally said 6 months after a Tunisian Muslim migrant killed 86 people in the streets of Nice, that we should celebrate Muslim immigration. He wants more of it, despite the fact they're having these huge problems in France, in Paris, the street fights, the rapes, the assaults, the terror attacks. He wants to import more of that belief system. French left socialist presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron has said, German Chancellor Angela Merkel's open-door mass migration policy has saved our collective dignity, and warned that criticism of Merkel was a disgusting simplification. So this is the guy, Rothschild banker, never elected to office in his life. His entire political campaign cultivated by the French establishment, the bureaucracy, sold him as a phony, fake Obama-type populist. This is the guy who's going to take France into the next 4 or 5 years, celebrating an open-door policy on Muslim migration. After 21 jihadist attacks in France alone, 6 in 3 years in the capital city, Paris. This is the guy, and he's 20 points ahead, according to the polls. Can you believe that? Maybe it's something to do with those 500,000 ballots that people living outside of France who are his core voters received, so they could vote twice. Just a mistake. We're not going to investigate it until after the election. No need to worry about it. This is the guy who's probably going to take France forward in the next 4 to 5 years. Absolutely incredible. The polls show he's got about an 85% chance of winning. The polls showed the same thing before Brexit, and we all know what happened. Moving on to other global news now, ISIS once apologized to Israel for attacking IDF soldiers, former defense minister's stunning admission. Former Israeli defense minister Moshe Yalon made a stunning admission during an interview with Israel's Channel 10 News on Saturday. Yalon, who served as Israel's defense minister from 2013 up until May 2016, told Channel 10 news reporter Eli Levi that ISIS had apologized for attacking Israeli defense forces operating in the Syrian Golan Heights. Isn't that interesting, given that last year, the director of the powerful Israeli think tank named the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies said ISIS can be a useful tool in undermining Iran, Hezbollah, Syria, and Russia. Which, of course, is exactly the same thing that Thomas Friedman said in the New York Times. We talked about that last week. Openly calling on Trump to leave ISIS alone because they were useful in the region. Just like the CFR, just like the establishment, armed these al-Qaeda militants years ago that started the civil war in Syria in the first place. And again, most of them defected to al-Qaeda or ISIS groups, or at least gave them their weapons. There are no moderate rebels. But now Israel is having to apologize, or Israel is now revealing that ISIS had to apologize for firing on them during a battle. ISIS, the bloodthirsty terror gang that beheads people, that burns people alive in cages, fires at Israeli troops, and they say, whoops, we're sorry about that. They're polite about it. Isn't that odd? Given that the Pentagon, again, we had the documents, foresaw the rise of ISIS in Syria. They called it the jihadist principality. They knew it was going to happen. They went along with the policy anyway. And now ISIS is being all polite to Israeli soldiers when they fire upon them. Very interesting situation there. US risks being wiped off the map with nuclear counterstrike. Actually, they're talking about the UK. This is a Russian senator. This is out of RT. The UK, which recently said it could launch a preemptive nuclear strike in the most extreme circumstances, runs the risk of being wiped off the face of the earth, the deputy head of a Russian upper house committee said. Tensions continue to build there. Also in North Korea, RT reports, 10-minute warning Japan instructs citizens on potential North Korea strike. Remember, we had the reports out of South Korea back a couple of weeks ago. They were panicked. They were exchanging messages that, you know, an attack was imminent, because that is what will probably happen. North Korea will launch the missiles into South Korea, into Seoul. Now, Japanese citizens are being warned about this. It would take 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, for a North Korean missile to hit Japan. Tokyo estimates as tensions between the countries grow. Guidelines on what to do if a strike actually happens have been published online and have recently seen a huge surge in interest. So they've set up a new Japanese civil security website, which says that a North Korean missile would reach the country in a very short time, adding that a missile could cover a distance of 1,600 kilometers and reach Japan in just 10 minutes. So they're telling Japanese people to basically find the most secure building. In the event of a strike, the government recommends citizens calmly go to the strongest concrete building nearby, stay low to the floor, or get under a table. So these preparations are really stepping up now. This is by no means over. Another article, North Korea stages firing drill marking military anniversary. Of course, we had speculation that they could use this anniversary, the 85th founding anniversary of their military, to stage that sixth nuclear test that the Trump administration has said will probably trigger a military attack on North Korea. They didn't do that, thankfully. Now they've just held a large drill. Signs are detected that North Korea's military is conducting a large-scale drill around the eastern part of Wonsan on the anniversary. So they seem to have scaled it back. Remember, over the weekend we had China say, come out and say, if there's an attempt at regime change in North Korea, if they try to take out Kim Jong-un, as has been suggested, China will not calmly sit back and let that happen. They will, in almost all circumstances, counter-attack. And you know what that means. It means World War III and absolute chaos. We'll be back with the final segment of The Alex Jones Show Live. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final
final segment of this hour of the Alex Jones Show, the fourth hour. We have breaking news to cover in the final couple of minutes here, but I just want to remind you that massive discount we have available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It is for Caveman True Paleo Formula, 53% off. That is huge. First discount we've offered on this, and it's for a limited time only. We're giving you a massive 53% off retail on our Caveman True Paleo Formula at InfoWarsStore.com. That's an additional 20% off on top of our already huge 33% off retail special. So it's more than half price for a limited time only while supplies last. Caveman fuses super high quality bone broth with more than 7 different primal superfoods to help support healthy muscles, fight free radicals, and so much more. The unique formulation behind Caveman combines cutting edge nutraceutical science with ancient nutrition to deliver powerful benefits. It's got all the great ingredients. It's 53% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, we have a limited supply of DNA Force coming back in shortly. It's that limited, you have to go and sign up for the waiting list because it's not going to stick around for long. It's our highly advanced DNA Force formula, which has been sold out for months at InfoWarsStore.com, but a new limited shipment is about to arrive soon. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. We have over 700 reviews just on that one product. 4.8 out of 5 stars, that is massive. These are third-party certified review agency power reviews. We don't post them, they're real people telling us how DNA Force helped them. Life-changing, definitely buy again. Really works, I'm now a believer. You can see all the 5-star reviews on InfoWarsLife.com. And it's available, or it will be available shortly, but only for a limited time. So be sure to sign up to get on the waiting list to get your hands on DNA Force. Let's cover a few final news stories here. We have Obama press secretary. Former president will re-engage if Trump crosses red lines. You remember we had the story that Obama had set up a war room about 2 miles from the White House where he was leading the resistance against Donald Trump while taking $400,000 to give speeches to Wall Street bankers because he's a man of the people. Well, now former Obama White House press secretary Josh Earnest has said that the former president will speak out against the current White House incumbent if he feels that Trump crosses clear red lines. That was said during an interview on MSNBC. And we all know how great Barack Obama is at enforcing red lines. Now, in Germany, we have more cultural enrichment by the looks of it. This is a tweet which I saw earlier. It was actually the Frankfurt police that originally put this out. They're finding a huge number of dog treats that have razor blades embedded in them. Razor blades being concealed in dog treats. This is the official Frankfurt police account there in Germany. They're warning people to look out for that. Of course, we've had numerous stories out recently about people who hold certain belief systems, I won't say which ones, rejecting, for example, people who want to take taxi rides with dogs. There's a certain belief system in the world which really hates dogs and mistreats dogs and animals in general. And now Germany, after accepting, 2 million Muslim migrants, is now having razor blades put in dog treats. Don't know if there's a connection there, just putting it out there. That's going to wrap it up for the show, though. Again, massive election news out of France. They're trying to groom this Macron, despite the fact that he's a Rothschild banker, as the saviour of France when he is the ultimate globalist. Absolutely incredible. We're trying to get Stefan Molyneux tomorrow on the show to talk about that. And we're going to cover more news on the show tomorrow. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Alex Jones Show. Remember, get the products, InfoWarsStore.com. We're under massive attack. We really appreciate your support. I need it now more than ever. InfoWars Live 3 to 5 is coming up. That's going to wrap it up for me. InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.